And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Livestock Management Specialist Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Lacey, we're talking calving records again, as that's the theme this week. Now, what's another method to keep these records?
So another method would be a spreadsheet-based system, and oftentimes this gets paired with a calving book system, where the calving book is maybe brought inside and then recorded again into a spreadsheet. So some of the real bright spots of this type of system is that there's not really any special equipment needed. We likely all have a computer that we can use for this, so no specific special equipment. It's also a pretty affordable option, and you really get a lot of benefit from those spreadsheet type of systems, where you can auto-calculate herd averages or really pretty easily keep track of some of those herd performance aspects that you might want to look back on later.
All right, good stuff, Lacey. And hey, we'll have more on calving records when we come back.
It's sale time at Bruner Angus Ranch. It's our 24th annual sale, Sunday, February 15th. Note the new start time of 1 o'clock. We will be selling 120 yearling and 2-year-old bulls and 65 registered bred heifers and cows, along with 200 top commercial females. Bulls are sired by Square Deal, Ellingson Prosper, Rise Above, and our new herd sire, Hoover Classic. We always sell with the Bruner Guarantee. Go to BrunerAngusRanch.com to view the catalog and videos, or call us at 626-2070 or 721-4754.
Mark your calendars, outdoorsmen. It's the 42nd annual Pheasants for the Future Banquet. It goes down at 5 p.m. March 20th at the All Seasons Arena in Minot. Our main auction includes two white lab puppies, and there will be a raffle for a 2026 CF Moto 500 four-wheeler. We'll also have a silent auction and a live auction with more than 70 guns to give away. Tickets are $50 and includes your membership. Spouse and children's tickets are only $30. It's a wonderful cause, especially if you like to pheasant hunt in western North Dakota. Go to our website, pftf.org. It's the Pheasants for the Future Banquet. March 20th.
Talking calving records today on Ranching Issues with Lacey Quayle. And Lacey, how does calving software fit into this equation?
So calving softwares can be a great option if you are looking for an option that is really very detailed and you're wanting to keep track of some pretty specific records or especially pedigree information. This system also talks very easily to breed associations and also pairs very well with electronic identification. So if those are parts of your operation that you currently use or that you need to be able to use, this sort of option pairs very well with those.
All right, good stuff as always. Thanks, Lacey. And that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Bruner Angus Production Sale, by the Pheasants for the Future Banquet, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.